How strange that some of you who talk about love, might, and peace are the ones who 2 sentences later cuss and talk about murdering others, smirking about it being soon. Are you sure you are on the quote good side? For the ones who are a bit smarter than that, ask away, I will answer the way I choose to. Before you ask the question, force yourself to think outside the box that was created for you by others. Ask a real question that you thought about, formulate it in detail. For the others, if you could leave out cussing, hate, bigotry, and prejudice which is based on your guru's amazing wisdom, it would show you are a bit more evolved from the peasant stage. I will not answer all questions, sometimes because it is obvious if you think about it or parts of it have been answered, other times because I do not have the obligation to do so.
So is Bill Gates more elite than you? How about Queen Elizabeth? Are you an Arab? Can't you control the oil instead of the Arabs?
The ones you know the names of are not true bloodlines like you have been taught by theorists. They are not the ones who write the symphony, neither conduct it. The ones you mentioned and other known names merely play the violin or cello when they are told to, the way they are told to. It does not matter what race I am, has no effect on anything. Oil is already under full control like all natural resources.
Why does visualization work?
It does not work for everybody, you have to reach a certain stage in your development. This means living by strict rules, applying them to everything you do in life, in detail. Most humans do not have the discipline nor temperance to achieve that stage. Some here talk like they can, but I know even without knowing anything about their lives that they are further away from it than they think. Quote, visualization works because it is an essential way of the creational process in this material universe. The universe is a living entity who uses its mind to create, and the beings created from that may have that same power too within their boundaries.
Now the question is, who is using David Icke? And better question, why?
David Icke has a core of truth he is trying to pass. What he does not realize is that this actually works against him. The reptilian part was fed him by the ones who worked for the bloodlines. In a period of 7-8 months he was bombarded with quote, victims, who witnessed shapeshifting, satanic rituals, etc. in such a way he could not refuse to not believe it. Sometimes the quote, witnesses, were led to him a few times a day, depending on his location. Others like David Icke, and there are more than you think, have been fed similar stories. Really, I am not reptilian. The answer why does not have to be answered.
Are you part of the Divine Brotherhood? Are you me? Are you he who manipulates the Matrix? Inquiring minds want to know, 'cause I'm thoroughly confused. You say we despise you, but I could not imagine despising any being from the divine realms. Then you act like you're part of the quote elite bloodline on Earth, but what would bloodlines have to do with the spiritual world? Again. I'm confused. Could you clarify? Just what is the elite of whom you say we despise, and yet who apparently has all the inside scoop?
You are confused, for you have accepted the other versions of the quote truth, and you think you have a sight of the big picture, but what I say dismisses huge parts of it. There is a misconception about bloodlines. Obviously, the questions that are being asked here prove that. But there is a reason for that, and it serves an important purpose. We manipulate this world only as far as we are allowed to by the divine law. We provide you with tools, and then it is up to you to determine how you use it. Tools can be used in a malicious way, but no one is forcing you to use them that way. You are choosing yourself. So despising the ones who provide you with the tool that you voluntarily chose to quote, sin, with, is about your trying to camouflage your tracks. You get what you deserve, that is how this universe works. We do our duty, so do yours.
There is a very old saying, unrecorded in open history, quote, the devil doesn't know he's the devil. He thinks he's God.
Wrong. It actually states that humans who worship the quote, bad, think they worship the quote, good.
Earlier you said, quote, you do not understand what this world we live in really is. Care to elaborate on this statement?
Only if you formulate the question and understand that certain questions need to be answered by yourself only, not others, otherwise they have no purpose.
I'm not coming back to your planet next time. Smoke on that.
What gave you the impression that when that time comes, you have a say in that?
What is the reason that your people came to this planet?
Almost the same reason you came.
Now, what quote, elite, family does anyone know well enough to quote, despise? W, is that you?
To clear this up once and for all, the Bushes are not bloodline. In fact, they are your kind who wanted to be worshipped by your kind. I will sum it up again in short, the ones that have known faces and names are not directly bloodline. They are not the composers or conductors, they just play the flute the way they are told to. Bushes, Clintons, Sharons, Arafats, Hitlers, Dalai Lamas, Mandelas, Blairs, Gores, Chavezes, Gandhis, Kennedys, Lennons, Dillons, Einsteins, Michelangelos, Popes, Caesars, Aristotles, Herodotus, Akhenatons. They all play or played their part the way they are, or were told to. These people who love recognition and praise of your kind would not be allowed to be in the same room with some people I am related to.
The following message is from godlikeproductions.com's owner. Rather than give them a sword or a toothpick, I give them a canvas and a pen. The words as you say have vibration and effect. And though yes many that are written here are contrary to the one, some ring true. It is those few that matter most. I was recently asked by a friend of mine, what do you do when you have mastered the game? This seems like a question that would apply to one in your situation as well. My answer was, save as many as you can. I am curious to know, what is yours?
If it has an immediate effect, it is not a canvas and a pen anymore but a sword. An imaginary one but nonetheless a sword. And it is not working the way you think it does. You say most are contrary to the one and that is true, in fact almost all is contrary. But you say because of the few that ring quote, true, it is worth it. You cannot have two contrary essences at the same time and place even though they may have the same spring. Which means one of the two is not present here. Do I have to tell you which one that is? About mastering the game. How does one know they have mastered it? Does someone else tell them? See, if the quote, master, is not really a master yet he acts like one, it will mean he will make errors. He will have flawed thoughts and act accordingly. People will start listening to him and adopt the flawed opinions and way of living. Eventually he will do more harm than one bloodline actually has the power to do personally. Hence why quote, leaders, have been created for you who quote, have mastered their game. Jesus of Nazareth is a nice example. He was created, this human has many worshippers and they have murdered in his name and still do. For instance, George W. Bush. Jesus of Nazareth was not a master of the game. He was a puppet being used in the game and he still is serving the agenda among you. So you might think you are saving as many as you can like him. But are you really? How would I answer the question, what do you do when you have mastered the game? Checkmate.